Hi there, I'm Colin Green. You're listening to Spike Pit, but this is not one of my normal episodes. I'm calling these episodes my drive-by episodes, wherein I speak a little bit more candidly about the things that are on my mind. I'll be pulling less punches, maybe biting a bit less on my tongue. Now, if you think that's perhaps not such a good thing, then this is not the episode for you. Remember, this is a drive-by. I'm following up the rant I had yesterday. I managed to get to sleep in the end. I was quite wound up, headed to bed. The incident with Sonny's artwork, which if you'd seen on the audio dungeon, I put up a little post of this stick man with a lightsaber, which was one of the images deemed inappropriate. Obviously, it's the weekend now. There's not going to be anything happening with the school. I'll tell you how that pans out once I've decided how to approach that. But what I really wanted to say was, following that, my eldest, Luca, he came in a couple of hours after this all dropped. I was in the middle of listening to call-ins and all the advice and discussion that was going on the Audio Dungeon Discord there. And I find out that he'd been approached by four guys on dirt bikes up at the golf course, which is private property. So they were trespassing, also doing kind of criminal damage, riding their bikes around on the course. They approached him and were threatening him, talking about, you know, swearing and we're going to shank you and all this sort of stuff. And I thought to myself, you know, would it really have made any difference if these kids had been drawing lightsabers when they were at school, or were they, you know, were there a whole lot of other contributing factors that led them to take this decision in their lives to go riding around, hassling people for no reason? You know, we're not going to stop that sort of behaviour by singling out kids who've got an interest in fantasy or Star Wars. Anyway, there's quite a lot that's been said. I've got a bunch of call-ins. I'm going to put this episode out. I'm going to leave the call-ins to speak for themselves. I dare say this issue might kind of roll on for a little while. I think I want to maybe widen it out at some point and talk about perhaps violence in the hobby and whether there's a lot of judgments get made, or I'm not quite sure yet. I'm still listening to what everybody's got to say, but I do want to thank everyone for their call-ins. There's been some really good insights, and I've actually found a lot of what people have to say as really helpful. There is some quite passionate responses, so you will be mindful that there is colourful language. To the call-ins.
Hey Colin, it's Liren. You know, when our 18-year-old was in school, he was in sixth grade, and part of his autism spectrum disorder is that he had speech tics, and he used to make little Star Wars gun noises sometimes under his breath when he was super stressed out, and he had an English teacher who was just stressing him out constantly. Like every day, that poor kid was a mess. And right after the Newtown shooting, actually the first day back to school after the Newtown shooting, we happened to have a meeting about him. And his favorite teacher, his history teacher, who had loved him dearly right up until then, looked at us like we had birthed an alien evil being and said, you know, those sounds, that's gun sounds. That counts as gun sounds. I couldn't believe it. I'm sure you're going to get a ton of call-ins about this, but, you know, I actually looked at her and she said that she heard something about the kid who did the Newtown shooting being autistic. in the same conversation, and I was like, lady, one more word like that and you will be talking to my lawyer, not me. I could not believe it. She turned against him completely and she nagged him the rest of the year. It was awful. You know, the thing is, when you get a group of human beings together, things are going to go wrong. And when fear enters the equation, logic kind of takes a vacation. So I am so sorry that happened to him. It sounds like he's pretty calm about it, at least, and he understands that they're acting crazy. Thank you for sharing it with us, and I look forward to hearing an update about how things go.
Hey, brother. It's Vance. Just calling to listen to your last episode with you and Sonny. Sounds like you in the UK have also gotten afflicted with what's referred to as zero tolerance. You know, in this case, depiction of weapons in some art. Problem with that idea is that it removes the ability or responsibility of an authority figure, in this case a teacher, of being able to or having to make a judgment call regarding some sort of activity. It's become pretty endemic here in a lot of areas in the States, you know, in having, you know, similar types of, you know, situations. I'm going to go ahead and Jackson on you right here because this is kind of a thing that I want to talk about. It's Vance Jacksoning here. Anyway, on that zero tolerance, by removing, you know, the responsibility from the teacher to being able to make a judgment call, you know, they can basically wash their hands and say, oh, we're out of the, you know, we're out of the loop here. And where, you know, my understanding from listening to you and your conversations with your boy and stuff is he's pretty healthy, well-adjusted, typical, probably preteen boy, you know, and who likes, you know, fantasy stuff and science fiction movies where things like swords and lightsabers show up. You know, he's not triggering anybody. He's not, you know, showing signs of, you know, self-destructive or violent behavior. So, you know, it takes the decisions out of the person's hands. It's not good for, obviously, anybody in this picture. So, anyway, good luck. Be well, man.
Hi, Colin. Just listening to your No Lightsabers episode. Played the episode to my wife. She works in a school admin, and she said anything to do with weapons and violence is banned in the school, and if a kid repeatedly draws or mentions weapons or violence, then the teachers are advised to report the family to social services, because it's assumed that there are issues at home. What bollocks. But there we go. These are the times we live in. So don't be surprised if you get a knock at the door and they cart old Spike Pit away for leading his kid down this dangerous route of weapons. But we know better, don't we?
WTF. What are they thinking? Taking away drawings with guns or weapons, things like that, that's not going to change the mindset of these kids. They watch the cartoons, they watch the films, they play Fortnite, they play all these games. They know that there's guns out there. It's not going to change anything by just confiscating one drawing. All it's going to do is undermine a child by, you know, not having their picture on the wall or singling them out. I think that is much more dangerous and more likely to affect someone than them drawing a weapon on a piece of paper. It just sounds stupid.
Hey, Colin, it's John from Red Dust Diaries. Just been listening to your latest drive-through about all the fuss concerning Sonny's drawing of a Jedi with a lightsaber. I promised myself I was going to get through the entire episode before I got annoyed and before I left a voicemail message. And here I am, barely even halfway through, and already I'm leaving a message. But what can you say? It just really grips my shit when I hear about things like that. And I apologise for the language, but there you go. I think language should be used to express strong emotions and feelings, and that's what I'm doing for it. I feel particularly strongly about this because I used to love art when I was at school. I did it at GCSE. I did it at A level. And basically, I also got messed around and told what I could and what I couldn't draw by people. And basically, all the way through my GCSE work, I was told that, like, oh, I was drawing things too representationally. I should do more abstract stuff. And then as soon as I got to university and I was like, oh, I think I finally got this abstract stuff, they were like, oh, yeah, but it doesn't really look like anything you need to do like this. And I quickly realized it's all subjective. And the whole idea of, like, I'm doing wrong, you can learn technique and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, it's just someone's opinion. And like what, and the whole university experience of art soured me against it to the point where, like, even now, I don't have the love of drawing that I used to have. And I really miss that. I used to just enjoy, like, busting out some paper and pens and just doodling away and having a grand old time, like it sounds like Sonny has been doing. And that joy and love of drawing was taken off me and was stolen just because people either didn't get or didn't like the sort of drawings that I was doing. And I've lost that, and I really do miss it. And it really boils my piss that people are still doing that. And then in this day and age, a drawing of a Jedi with a lightsaber should be such a big deal. How dare someone try and take away someone's love of drawing or try and enforce the fact that they object to a fictional fucking laser weapon. And I apologise again for all the bad language, but like I say, it really does annoy me. And it makes me so sad that in this day and age, kids can't just enjoy being kids and enjoy doing a bit of drawing. Anyway, I'm going to leave it now before I really start ranting. Take care, dude. Okay, so I said that was it, Colin, but I've just finished listening to the episode. And still pretty annoyed about it, to be honest, as I imagine you are. But one thing I will say, which is a real positive, I thought the way Sonny was handling it and the way he was talking about it was really mature, and he sounded like he's got his head screwed on straight about the whole thing, even though he didn't think it was fair. So sounds like it's a good thing there. So at least there's something positive about it. Anyway, that is definitely my last message, dude. Catch you for the game later on. Take care. Hope all goes well with your eldest, whatever's going on with that. Peace out.
Hey, Colin, it's Che. Lightsaber confiscation. Fantastic. I'd be slightly more interested if it was actually a lightsaber. Anyway, overzealous is the word I would use. But then again, as a teacher, and far be it from me to be critical of a colleague, I might suggest it's worth actually asking her for her reasons for doing that, because she might have some kind of logical reason. I'm admittedly finding it hard to imagine what it is. I imagine it's got something to do with fear about knife crime. I imagine it's got fear to do with, like, you know, things that are going on in our culture right now. Overzealous is the word I would use. To counter that, my deputy head came to speak to me the other day and is promoting my hobby club, in which we are doing gladiatorial combat games with miniatures on a table. Go figure, huh? Game on, mate.
So, Colin, your thing about lightsabers got me thinking in sort of two directions. And one is, A, to start with, it's totally unreasonable to have unstated expectations for students that if the assignment is draw a piece of animation without a weapon present or something like that, then I think that needs to be very clearly stated, because otherwise what you end up with is, well, some of the students who either pick up on the subtext or get it or agree with the unspoken opinions are doing fine and the other ones aren't. That's just ridiculous. The other thing is, I think there's a real kind of a sort of hypocrisy culturally with regard to aggression that the school that the school is demonstrating this sort of hypocrisy, and that is that there's essentially, we know by now, after a lot of research and struggle and stuff, that it's a pretty commonly accepted idea that bottling up emotions and just, you know, driving them down, they'll fester and rot and they'll just become worse, right? That you need to let it out and have a sort of safety valve and escape for all of that stuff. And yet I think it's fairly common, your son's school among others, to have this similar idea that aggression, or kind of aggressive, what we would might describe as potentially negative emotions, they're acting as if that they don't operate that way too, that you don't need a safety valve. You don't need some way to express aggression in order to be healthy. And that, I think, the long and the short of it is that that's hypocrisy, that you're acting like one set of emotions apply to this one set of rules, and a different set of emotions, because we don't like the way that those rules would be applied to them, need to be applied differently. And so it really is, I think, just, and I think it's all too common in a lot of situations, and not just your son's, but really, you can't get rid of aggression or violence or anything like that. And especially, you can't, I mean, in his biology class, do they talk about predators? Because predation is extremely violent, and it's not something you can get away from. You can't get away from nature red in tooth and claw, as I think it was Tennyson who said it that way. Anyway, what I'm getting at is this idea that I think there is a kind of double standard at play, especially because, I mean, drawing something violent is about the least actually violent way of expressing those emotions. And if those emotions need to get out, and we know that that's how it works for all the other emotions, it's completely ridiculous to say that, no, that's not appropriate. The idea that that's not acceptable, when it seems to me that maybe what we should do is encourage kids to draw knives instead of, you know, bringing a knife to school. That seems to me to be the logical way to approach the problem, is to say, you know what, if what you need is to draw something violent, if what you need is to let out your little inner Jack the Ripper for a minute by drawing something, do that instead of letting Jack the Ripper out in the real world. That's what makes sense to me. I realized afterwards that it may have sounded like I was assuming that Sonny is angry or violent or something like that, and there's a chance of him going berserk. I don't think that at all. He seems like a totally nice kid and all that sort of stuff. I use the example because for me, especially when I was kind of an angry teenager, and it was really helpful to have kind of the creative output to try to deal with the emotions and the sort of natural chaos that comes with being a teenager, but that isn't necessarily that easy to deal with otherwise. Anyway, just an example, not trying to say that Sonny is going to grow up to be Jack the Ripper at all. He seems, like I said, like a super nice kid. And yeah, wanted to clarify.
Hey, man, it's Joe. And that is just complete nonsense that the teacher took Sonny's notebook. I mean, when I was a kid, all my drawings were of tanks and jets and helicopters and people getting blown up. And I turned out perfectly normal. Oh, shit. That might not be the best example. Anyway, man, like, I don't know. I don't know. Have you tried to talk to the teacher? Have you gone in there or called or anything and kind of gotten the teacher's side of things? Maybe they're under some pressure from the school board or the principal or something like that. You know, it's always good to hear all sides of the story that you can. So anyway, man, I hope you have a good day, and peace out.
Hey, Jason here. Just calling about your last podcast reference, your son. It is pretty ridiculous, these zero tolerance policies. We have that going on in the States too. You know, when I went through school, it was back in the 80s, You know, I had a t-shirt with two crossed rifles on it, two crossed assault rifles. It said, "Let's party" on it. And I wore that to school, and I was asked to not wear it, not because of the guns, but because of "let's party," because of the drug connotation, I guess, of the term "let's party." Kind of silly. But, you know, now can't imagine a kid wearing a shirt with a picture of a gun to it to school. So the world has definitely changed. I don't know. You have to let kids think, and you have to let them be creative, and you have to accept life. You can't be afraid of items, you know. We can't let kids be afraid of objects or pictures of objects, right? Objects don't do anything on their own. They're inanimate. So, but you have to let a kid learn to express themselves, and how are they going to learn to express themselves and interact with other people and be appropriate if we don't give them the chance to do that, if we don't give them the chance to explore that, right? So, no, it's we've gone off into loony bin territory long time ago, and I don't know. It's frustrating, but it just means you have to be an involved parent like you are. And you have to teach your kids at home, you know, and you can't let the schools raise your kids. You have to supplement what the school's teaching with common sense and with, you know, I apologize for all the you knows and whatnot in this, but, you know, it's up to you as a parent to counteract the crap the school's teaching them. Good luck.
Quite a response there. Thanks to everybody who's called in. Like I said at the start, I really appreciate that. I sort of imagined that maybe there would be some more people in support of the teachers' actions, perhaps. I don't know, maybe being a little bit overzealous lost some sympathy. But listen, if you think I'm wrong and you want to tell me so, don't be shy, come forward. I've put all the messages that I've received up on the show so people can listen, have the discussion, make their own minds up. I'm not putting forward any of these call-ins as my opinion. This is the voice of the people and we're having the discussion. I want to say I hope you've enjoyed that. I kind of got mixed feelings about these episodes. I don't want to rile people up, but I want to sort of have an open discussion and feel like I'm being honest in my podcast, presenting the issues that are kind of coming into my life as a gamer. And I do see this as relevant to gaming. It's not just gaming, and it's got a much more serious side to it, obviously. But if you don't take the worst case scenario of gunmen going into schools and, you know, crazy bad dramatic violence like that, really terrible, just this idea of people being victimized for their hobby, or, you know, some of those ideas. So like I say, hopefully we can still enjoy it even though it is really serious. Thank you for listening to this Spike Pit Drive-By episode. If you've enjoyed the show, consider spreading the word via social media. Take care. Catch you later.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.